Thank you for tuning into Bible-Based Outreach Ministry Podcast. Welcome to Season 1. We truly believe that when we focus on building the community, God builds the church. So join us in this journey of ministry and faith and daily living. We look forward to sharing empowerment and the glory of God with you. If you'd like to support us, you can click on the support button, and all donations and gifts are welcome. We welcome you to come visit if you're ever in the Birmingham, Alabama area, and we'd love to connect with you on Facebook. Just search us by typing in @BBOM or Bible-Based Outreach Ministry. Be blessed, be encouraged, and know that you're never alone. God is always with you.
Finish up the last part of the series that we've been doing, and we've been doing a series on the process of faith. And as I told you, that there are, all my life, I've always been taught that faith is just belief. And that's all I ever heard was, all you got to do is just believe, believe, believe. But then as we began teaching a little while ago, that there's a process to faith. And as we told you, that there are actually six steps. And the main scripture that we use, our scripture foundation, is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And that scripture reads, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Now, the first thing that we identify in the process of faith, the very first step, is hearing the word. First, we have to hear. And as I told you, there's a difference between hearing and just listening. Because a lot of stuff we listen to, we don't understand. But when we hear something, we take it in and we pay attention to it. And then I also said that the second step is identifying the source of what we hear. Because we have to identify what we hear is the Word of God. Because everything we hear is not the Word of God. So therefore, we need to identify the source from which the Word is coming from. Then I said the next step is believing. And along with believing is receiving. Because you remember I told you that I've learned that the way we've been doing it and the way we're supposed to do it is different. Because I've been taught to pray first and then believe and receive what I'm praying for after I pray. But Christ said, when you pray, believing and receiving. So I'm believing and receiving before I pray, and during the time I am praying, I'm believing and receiving that which I'm praying for. Then we said that the fifth process, or the fifth step, is trust. And we always thought that trust was just to rely upon. But we found out that trust is not only relying upon, but trust is also being attached to that which you are trusting. It also means being joined together to that which you are trusting. So if we are trusting God, then not only do we rely on God, but we attach ourselves to God. We join ourselves to God. So therefore, we know that God is our only source and our only reference. But now, here comes the biggest part. After I hear, identify, believe, receive, and trust, now I got to act upon or respond to. I have to act upon or respond to, because if I don't act upon or respond to, then all the other stuff or all the other steps actually is no good. I can hear, I can identify, I can believe, I can receive, I can trust. But if I don't act upon it, then the rest of it is no good. And the thing about it is that we've been taught just to have faith. Just believe. But if you really deal into it, that everybody that went to Jesus for a healing, they acted upon what they heard about him. And they identified that it was him. And they believed and received it before they even went to him. And they trusted that what they were believing and receiving would take place when they got there. But watch this. They had to act out. They had to respond to it. So therefore, it means that they had to put forth an effort. Watch this. I remember my grandmama and them used to say, when you make one step, God will make two. But she said, you have to make the first step. And if you notice, like I said, everybody that Jesus dealt with, they went expecting. But they acted upon it. Let's go to James chapter 2, starting at verse 14. And I know we have heard this a lot. Faith without works, dead. We heard faith without works, dead. But let's actually exegete these scriptures. Amen? Okay, James chapter 2, starting at verse 14. Now, it reads, what doeth it profit? Now, those words right there, the word doeth it, are what? Italicized. Which means that the person that was translating this, they put those words in there to where they thought they could give us better understanding of what it was saying. But if you take those words out, it actually reads, what profit? And when we talk about the word profit means advantage or benefit. So what he's really saying is what advantage or what benefit, or either we can translate it as what use is it? My brethren, though a man say he have what? Faith. He said, what advantage is it? What use is it if you just merely proclaim that you have faith? See, because what we have to understand is that faith is not just by itself. But there's a work to go along with faith. Now listen to what he said. He said, what advantage or what use, my brethren, though a man say he have faith. He's talking about somebody that just professes faith. Watch this. And have not works. Then he asked another question. He said, can faith save him? Well, you got to realize in the Old Testament, you had a lot of people that believed they were just justified by the law. And they thought because they were justified by the law, that the law would save him. But he's telling us, he said, can faith save him? Or you can translate it that can faith alone save him? But now listen to what he said. He said, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works? And if you understand it, that word works has a S on it, which he's mean talking about more than one act of work. But now watch this. He says, now he's finna give a demonstration of what he's talking about. Because listen, in verse 15, he say, if a brother or sister be naked, and destitute of daily food. Now, when he say a brother or sister, he's talking about two different things. He's talking about a natural brother or sister, which is in the flesh. Because we got to understand that we are all brothers and sisters according to the flesh, right? But now he's also talking about spiritual brother and sister. Watch this. Let's go to Galatians 6:10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. And I think that this is where we have really lost it at right here. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Listen to what it says. It says, as we, which are those that are believers, have therefore opportunity. You remember a little while back when I talked about opportunity, when Jesus said the poor you'll have with you always, and he was talking about those that are physically poor. But I told you that he was also talking about opportunity, that we will always have opportunity to do for the poor. But listen to what he said. He said, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do what? Good. But then listen to what he said, unto what? All. Now that word men, there's italicized, so I'm taking that out. He said, let us do good unto who? All. All mean believers and non-believers. But then he finna clarify something. He said, now especially do good. You see where I'm getting that from? When he said, let us do good unto all. But then he said, especially unto them who are the household of what? Especially unto them who are the household of faith. Now watch this, and I know I'm finna tick some people off. It's amazing how we would go out and do stuff for everybody in the world, but we're not taking care of our own right here in the church. Because he said that especially to those in the household of faith. So if he's saying especially to those in the household of faith, the people that we have in the household of faith that are lacking all of this stuff, we should be doing for them first. God, listen to what he said. Let's go back to James. Chapter 2, verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of food, of daily food, you'd be amazed at how many people we have in the church that is catching it to provide food for their family every day. But we will go out and take care of people out in the park and stuff. But we have people right here in our own congregations. That we should be taking care of first. Watch this. Listen to what he says. He said, and one of you, those of you that are spiritual, or those of you that are believers, say unto them, the one that is naked or destitute of daily food. Now watch this. This spiritual person or this believer finna start talking spiritually. Oh, depart in peace. Be ye warm and filled. Some say they calling those things that be not as though they were. But watch this. But notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. Watch this. Now, I cannot feed you spiritually until I have taken care of your physical needs. Because, watch this, if I'm feeding you spiritual and your stomach is growling, then you're paying more attention to your stomach growling than you are the spiritual food that I'm trying to feed you. But watch this. He said, you tell them depart in peace. You also tell them be warm. Why you tell them? Because they naked. It's cold. You also tell them be filled. Because they are destitute of daily food. But you ain't putting nothing physical in their mouth. He said, but you give them not those things which are needful to the body. Then he said, what profit? Or what, like I said, that word doeth it, that's italicized. We're taking that out. But he said, what advantage is it? What use is it that you're speaking spiritually to them, but you are not providing physically for them? Huh? Well, you remember I said we're talking about act upon faith. And I thought this is a very good example of putting faith into works, of acting out on what you believe. Now listen to what he said. He said, even so, faith, if it have not works, is what? Dead. Which means that faith and works are attached to each other, and one cannot work without the other one. But now watch this. The thing is that we have to understand what causes faith to work. What causes faith to work? Well, let's go back over to Galatians. Chapter 5. Verse 6. What causes faith to work? Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But faith, which worketh by what? Faith worketh by what? So it is love that causes me to give my brother or my sister the things that are needful to them. I don't do it just to say that I did it. I don't do it to boast about it. I don't do it to brag about it. I don't do it trying to draw other people into. I do it out of love. Because he said, what faith worketh by what? Love. So watch this. See, a lot of times we do stuff and we have an ulterior motive behind it. But if our motive behind it is not love, then we are doing it in vain. Because he said, love is what worketh what? Faith. Now watch this. Well, do you want to prove that some more? Yeah, let's stay in Galatians, because we got to understand when we have faith and we are operating in the Holy Spirit, then there are some things that the Holy Spirit gives us. So let's stay in Galatians and stay in chapter 5 and go to verse 22. We recite this all the time. But listen what it say. It say, but the fruit. If you notice, that word fruit doesn't have an S on it. But we would say, but the fruits with an S. But this word does not have an S on it, which means it's talking about singular. But listen to what it says. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. And if you notice, it placed love first. Because the Bible tells us what God is, what? Love. So if God is love, and we are children of God, then that means we are of love too. But now watch this. And see, this is what really got me, is that, listen to what it said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. When you have love, you will have joy. Because anybody that ever been in love with somebody, you have joy just from being in love. Huh? When you're in love, you have peace. Yeah. You have peace. See, that's why love was first. Because everything that is mentioned afterwards falls under love. He said, not only do you have joy in love, not only do you have peace in love, but in love you also have long-suffering. Because love will make you go through some stuff. Love will make you put up with some stuff. True love. But he said, not only is it love, but it's also what? Gentleness. You are gentle about the way you deal with stuff. You are gentle about the way you react to stuff. Huh? Because it's all out of love. But now watch this. He said, and not only gentleness, but goodness. Now, you remember back over here in Galatians where we said faith worketh love. What is the next word? Faith. But if you notice, love is first. But then faith is what? Faith is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6. Because he said, when you got love, when you got joy, when you got peace, you got long-suffering, when you got gentleness, when you got goodness, you got faith. Then after faith, he said, meekness. Then he said, after meekness, what? Temperance. Isn't that what it say? Then he said, against such, there is no law. When you got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, he said, against such, there's no law. No law. Because why? You got love, and love covers everything else that is up under it. Now, see, watch this. Let's go back to James. Now, when we was talking about if a brother or sister is destitute or naked, when you see them, because of your love for Christ, because of your love for God, you will be willing to act upon, out of the love that you have, to see that they get or that they have what is needful to the body. So once you give them what is needful to the body, then you can feed them what's needful to the spirit. Watch this. Let's go back to James. He said, even so faith, verse 17, if it have not works, is dead, being what? Being alone. He said, faith does not just work by itself. That with faith, there have to be action. With faith, there have to be action. Well, why you put so much emphasis on that? Because they both work together. One is no good without the other one. And the other one is no good without the other one. So faith and works have to be performed simultaneously. Listen what it says now. Yea, a man may say, thou have faith, and I have works. Then what he said? He said, you profess you have faith. I profess I have works. But listen to what he said. He said, show me thou faith without thou works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. He said, my works will show itself for the faith that I have. But now watch this. He said, and what he's talking about here really is true, real, active faith. He's not talking about a professed faith. I'm just saying I have faith. But what he's talking about is a faith that is put into action. A faith that is active. A faith that is just not spoken. But a faith that does what it says. Watch this. Watch this. Listen to what he said. He said, thou believest that there is one God. And we truly believe that there is one God because we always talk about the one and only true God, right? We talk about the true and the living God. But now watch this. Listen to what he said. He said, thou believest that there is one God. He said, you do well that you believe that there is one God. You're doing good. But we have a problem. The devils, if you notice that word devils, have an S on it. Which means that what? There's more than one devil. He said the devils also what? Believe. What is it that the devils believe? The devil believed that there is only one God. They believe the same thing you believe. But watch this. They tremble at what they believe. Because it said they believe and tremble. Why is it that they tremble? Because they know the power of the Almighty God. So not only do they believe, they tremble because of their belief. Watch this. We said belief is faith, right? And faith is belief. Watch this. They also have faith and tremble. Because they know what God can do. And they tremble at the fact of what God can do. He said, now verse 19 again. Thou believe it. That there is one God. You're doing good. The devils, with the S, also believe. So your belief is just like their belief. But they tremble on their belief. Listen to what he said. Now he finna give us another example. Listen to what he said. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works? Because Abraham put what he believed into action. So he was justified by works. Watch this. When he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar. God told him, offer up thy only son. If you really have faith in me, if you really believe in me, well, I'm finna put you to the test and see are you willing to put your actions behind what you've been saying. So are we willing to put our action behind what we've been saying? Because we can profess faith all day long. But if we're not acting upon our faith, then just by saying it is no good. I wonder why we have so many people of faith, but we are getting little done. Watch this. See, we've been so focused on having faith for cars, houses, money, material things, when the word just told me that faith worketh by what? Love. Faith worketh by love. Love of who? Love of the brethren. Love for the brethren. So how is it we can have all this faith, but we still have no love for the brethren?
How is it that we have all this faith, but we can go to work and cuss folks out? We can go to work and talk about people like a dog, but we still got faith. But I think that's contradictory. It's because the Bible tells me faith working by what? Love. So if I love you, I'm not going to talk about you. If I love you, I'm not going to treat you bad. If I love you, I'm not going to cuss you out. If I love you, I'm going to treat you the same way I want somebody to treat me. That's faith. Well, they talking about me. My faith teaches me patience. Well, they scandalizing my name. My faith teaches me long-suffering. See, that's what my faith do. Well, you don't understand. My faith gives me peace. Why? Because I'm working in love. Because the Bible say what? Faith work is what? Love. And if you notice, when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, the first thing in it is what? Love. So that's why I say that our grandparents, even though they didn't have all the education that we have, even though they didn't have all the different translations that we have, even though they don't have all the books that are written about the books that are written about the books that we have, the one thing they had greater than us is love. Watch this. He says, verse 22, seest thou how faith walk with his works, and by work was faith made perfect. It's not what you say about faith or how you profess faith, but it's by your works that make your faith perfect. That's what the word said. That ain't what I'm saying. That's what the word said. Watch this. He said, verse 23, and the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And because it was imputed unto him for righteousness, he was called the friend of God. I want God to be my friend. Because he said he's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He's a friend that will never leave me nor forsake me. He's a friend I can always count on. See, if I had some friends in life, when it really got thick, they wasn't there. But God told me no matter how thick it get, I'm there with you to the end. But it said it was imputed to him for righteousness. Why? Because he put his faith into action. And because he put his faith into action, it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Watch this. This is what he said. Ye see, the example I have just given you, then how that by works, a man is justified, and not by faith only. I feel sorry for all these people that's sitting up in church talking about they have faith, but they ain't willing to go out and put no work behind it. Got faith. I believe. But you ain't got no works to put behind what you believe in. And it said faith cannot be just by itself. Faith cannot be just alone, but faith has to have works to go along with it. Watch this, and I'm getting ready to close. Listen to what he said. Verse 24, you see then how that by works, with the S, a man is justified, and not by faith only. Faith cannot stand alone just by itself. Watch this. He finna give another example. Likewise, which means in the same manner, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by what? Works? When she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? If you notice, he's asking a question. Because we read about Rahab back in the Old Testament and what she did. Yeah, but watch this. She was made a promise that her family would be saved. And because of that promise, she put works behind what she was told or what she was promised. She had faith in the promise, but she put works behind her faith by sending them out a safer way than what they came in. And now watch this. This is what he said. For as the body without the spirit is dead. Ooh, man. You see that comparison there? He said, for as the body without the spirit is dead. Because once the spirit, see, the spirit is what is the living organism, a mechanism of the body. Because what? The spirit is what allows us to breathe. But he said now, the body, as the body without the spirit is what? Dead. Because once the spirit leaves the body, the body will no longer function. As a living organism. But now watch this. So faith without works is dead also. You professing you have faith. You saying you have faith. But a real active faith has works behind. A real active faith does not only says, but it also does what it says. Come on. A real active faith. See, you got to realize something. And I said this in closing, that I can profess to have faith all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, leap year 366. But if I'm not putting any work behind my faith, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, leap year 366 days, then it does me no good. This one, Paul said, the just shall live by what? Faith. So if I live by faith, then that means it's a everyday thing. But then I like Habakkuk. When Habakkuk says, the just shall live by his faith. Because he make it individual. He make it individual, the just shall live by his faith, which means still that every breath I take, not only should I be professing my faith, but I should be putting action behind what I'm professing. Watch this. If we really operated in the faith that God tells us to operate in, of the God life. Ooh, thank you. Back in Genesis, when God spoke, did not only where he speak, he put work behind it. He put work behind it. So if God put work behind his faith, then what make us think that we don't have to put work behind our faith? Yeah. So it's not just professing. It's doing what you profess. It's acting upon what you saying. I remember when I was in the street, we had a good old saying that used to say, people used to tell you something, and you'd tell them, I'm from Missouri, show me. Because they call Missouri the show me state. I don't want to hear you just say it. I want to see you do it. So God is saying, I just don't want to hear you say you have faith. I want to see you doing what you believe and put works behind what you say. Yeah. But we say we have faith. I got faith. But we're not willing to go out and do nothing. I got faith. But we are not putting any action behind it. Watch this, and I'm finished. It said Abraham believed God. Well, what was it that Abraham believed? Abraham did believe that he would be the father of many nations. Abraham did believe this is my only son. Well, Isaac was the son of promise. It wasn't his only son, but he was the son of promise. Let's get that straight. Isaac was the son of promise. So this is the son that you promised me. So if you tell me to kill him, I'm finna show you I'm willing to kill him. Because I believe you so much that even if I kill him, you're going to have to bring him back to life because you said this is the one. So you can't give me another one to replace him, but you got to bring this one back alive. So God, I'm willing to put my faith into action. I'm trusting you just that much that if I kill him, you got to raise him back up. So, I'm going to carry it out. My faith telling me to do everything. Because I believe you. I believe exactly what you said. I believe every word, every detail of what you said. That I'm going to be the father of many nations. Through this one. So yeah, I'm willing, watch this, thank you. We always say that God was putting Abraham to the test, which is true. But Abraham was also putting God to the test. Yeah, Abraham was putting God to the test because you're testing me to see if I'm willing to go as far as killing my son. I'm testing you to see if you're willing to bring him back alive if I kill him. Yeah. So not only I'm going to put my faith to work. Because I trust you. I believe you. I receive you. So whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Because it calls for our action. Not only just saying, I believe. Not only just saying, I believe. But it tells us that when we have faith, we are to put works, S, behind the faith that we have. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand of praise. Amen. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. We trust that this message encouraged you and empowered you. Be sure to click that share button because we know that you know someone else that needs to be encouraged. Walk in faith. Know that you are loved, and we'll chat with you next time.